What's up, y'all, and welcome to another episode of SW Podcast, and we are on location at Ari's house.
What's up, Ari?
Hey, Joe.
How you doing? What's up, Queen?
How you doing, Queen?
We are too super excited to be in Atlanta's much more
influenced
area. It's a very nice area. We are in one of the,
what area is it again?
North side.
Yeah. Okay. We know it's past Alpharetta.
Yeah.
That's what we do now. So we'll say that. But it's a very nice area. We drove in the neighborhood and we just got butterflies because it was a very nice neighborhood. So thank you for the invite.
Thank you for coming.
And thank you for allowing us to get some footage of your beautiful home that you designed.
Thank you.
So, gorgeous, y'all.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear about this.
It's gorgeous.
Yes, thank gorgeous you. Home, y'all. We got some good footage. We're going to have it. When we premiere her interview, we're going to have some of her footage strolling as we let her interview play, because this is, very good, very nice. So, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so I'm Ariel, I call myself Ari. I'm originally from Tallahassee, Florida, so I've known Shelby since middle school, so way back in the day, and I went to NIMS. It's been a long time. NIMS Middle School, Rickards High School, and then I moved, when I was 18, to Chicago, went to art school. So I went to the School of the Art Institute of Chicago, and then moved back home in about 2007, went to FAMU for business. So I went to art school, then went to business school.
Okay.
Currently, I am an e-learning developer. People always like, what does that mean? I work in the software industry, I work in tech. So my company is in San Francisco, but I live here, which is great because I can basically work from anywhere and I just go there when I need to. And especially during COVID, it's been great. Because I haven't had to make, less than I have to make a lot of adjustments. In my spare time, because I'm artistic, I do little stuff around the house. So, a lot of little projects around the house. And because we bought this house, I've taken on a lot more. I have a 16-year-old and a 2-year-old. My husband and I both moved from Florida, so he's from Panama City.
Okay, North Florida.
Yep.
Now, with you taking on the projects, you said that you have taken on projects around the home, and I'm guessing that that means that you were able to construct things and curate things mm-hmm. the way you want it to be to make it comfortable for the 2-year-old as well yep. as the 16-year-old.
Correct.
And you and your husband. Because yep. is this the plan to have this as your forever home, or are you going to get another home?
So hopefully we'll get another home. So the original plan, okay, so when we bought this home, we built it from the ground up. There was mm-hmm. nothing here. We did not know we were going to have a child. We knew we have another 2-year-old or another child one day.
Mm-hmm.
We just didn't know when. We didn't know it was going to happen so fast. So when we moved in, I was pregnant. So everything that we bought for the home, we bought before that.
Right.
So what really ended up happening is that I took on a lot more in terms of decorating and designing because I was a new mom. You know, we were a new family and there was a lot that we needed to do to just kind of get it prepared for him. So when you talk about curating the home, it really was one room at a time. We didn't have everything. We came from an apartment. So there was a lot we had to get over time. So,
yeah. And that's okay
yeah.
because you want to make it what you want it to be. Mm-hmm. It needs to be comfort.
Yep, and that's what my blog is about. It's a lot of what I talk about is that it's okay to just decorate when you can on your own time. Don't just buy stuff just because you can
yeah.
or just because you need to fill up a room because right. you're going to be selling it, giving it away, or just hating what you have. It's better to have an empty room, and if people have something to say, you just be like, I'll do it when I feel like it.
Right.
So, yeah, that's what this house is about.
So, what gave you inspiration? What was your inspiration to, because your colors are very,
nice.
It's very nice, it's soft, it's neutral, but it's also welcoming. How did you come up with such a dynamic color scheme to keep it from being too messy for the little one, but also, company could come and be comfortable here. So how did you do that?
That's funny because so my husband and I love color. It doesn't look like it, but we do. So when we first moved in, little pieces here.
Pieces here.
Yeah, so like he and I both like, our favorite color is orange. So when we first moved in, everything was orange, okay? Orange and gold. And then, you know, I love color. So I had rainbow stuff everywhere. Everything was colorful. And this just goes to show my growth, because I didn't know anything about decorating. I knew about art, but not decorating. Because I like flowers and stuff. So my house looked like a bunch of flowers. But over time, you start coordinating, you start buying furniture, and you realize that things don't always go together.
Right.
So it was a natural thing to just go more neutral, because I realized that we had a lot more leeway with what we decorated with. So people always say, you know, in general, people are always wondering why people go neutral. Mm-hmm. That's usually why, because you want to change things up.
Yeah.
You can add the color and stuff to it.
Correct. Because I like pops of color, but even like to me, camel's a color, beige is a color. Mm-hmm.
They don't know why people think they're not colors. They are, and they matter.
I like greens, I like purples, so I like more moody tones, that kind of thing. But definitely over time, just realizing that the neutrals help you decorate your home better over time.
And it brings everything together.
It does.
With every room.
Right. Keeps your rooms connected. Right. At least for me.
Because when you're walking through your home, it doesn't look the neutrality of things doesn't feel like you're changing rooms.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's like you're just walking in a nice circle.
Right, one big space.
Right, and it keeps that's actually a comfortable feeling. It tends to be a lot more different if it's just a man decorating versus you know.
Yes.
And so give us a little bit of behind the scenes how you got started with the blog.
So I got started with that. So I have another Instagram. You know, we call it the Finsta, where it's the one where you just do whatever you want to do. And I would just post stuff that I like to do. So I come from a family that always liked to decorate. My grandma's from West Palm Beach. She always had the latest everything, homes always decked out, mm-hmm. like 100% decked out. My grandma in Tallahassee, she was a housewife. She baked all the time. My granddaddy was always in the garden, always had land out. Thomasville Road, like we always went out there, got watermelons, sweet potatoes, all that kind of stuff. So I would always post based on, you know, just remembering stuff about family. And then people would be like, can you start a blog? I'd be like, no, I don't want to be out there like that kind of thing. And then I went on maternity leave and I was bored. And that's really what it came down to. I was like, well, let me post this. And, you know, I had just started a garden, nothing like this, you know, where I bake things or whatever. And I just started posting, and people actually started following. I was like, oh, y'all care what I have? Right.
It's interesting. Mm-hmm. And from your page, I've learned to follow other pages. Like, mm-hmm. You have other interior designers that follow you. You have other interior designers that you follow. Mm-hmm. So the connection is very, very unique, because mm-hmm. we get to see a realm of different design.
Right.
And it's very small things that make a room. Mm-hmm. So when you look around your home, and it's not like it's very dynamic settings, but it's exquisite little pieces that make it stand out. Mm-hmm. Do you call yourself someone who has an eye? Do you see yourself as someone with an eye?
I think I have an eye for design.
In
terms of interior design, I respect interior designers a lot, and I know there's a lot more to it. So I learn from them.
Yeah,
that's just why I follow a lot of interior designers, and we've also hired interior designers, so I've even learned from what they do to help me see my style. But in terms of design, I'm a designer by trade, so those principles don't change.
Right.
As far as decorating a room and a space, that takes a lot of time, which is why I recommend doing everything at once, because you need to buy something, mm-hmm. especially if you're not an interior designer. Buy it, walk away from it, see what else to go with it, shop around, you know. So that's pretty much what I do, because I'm not an interior designer, but still think I have an eye. I will say that without a doubt.
Because people already know when they have an idea of what they want in that specific room. It's just finding those pieces to make that room what you want.
And it may take me a little bit longer, but I also ask and consult. So I always tell people, these interior decorators, you can pay them by the hour for advice to pay them and get expert information.
So who are some of your favorites?
My favorite designers. So we hired Forbes Masters. So Tavia Forbes, Monet Masters. They live in Atlanta. They are great. Yeah. And another thing about us is we are very Afrocentric, my husband and I. So whatever designers are on board with that, I'm all about it.
Yeah. I like
so
that.
We hired them. And I also, because Tavi and I feel like we have some similar styles. So she looked at my little Pinterest and was like, oh yeah, I know what to do already, kind of thing.
And pulled it right in.
Right, and pulled it together. Right. I was like, well, see, that's why you said
that. That's the eye. Right.
So she helped you design which space?
My office. Office. So it's halfway finished.
Okay.
So stuff like wallpaper that I just wouldn't have had the guts to do, they knew right away, okay, you need this, you need this, you need stuff in the ceiling, pick my lighting. And it just helped me learn, you know, the kinds of things you need to do.
That's
you
know, very, that
high. Wallpaper coming back.
You yeah. never realize, you never know how creative design is until you actually look at the small things. Like I said, like she's talking about the ceiling mm-hmm. and where to put little bits of lights and the way the wallpaper gonna change mm-hmm. the room and all of that. And you, when you think of wallpaper, you think of old roses. If you don't think about
hot colors.
Yeah.
Like, you know, something even just subtle. You don't think about subtle colors and wallpaper. And all that stuff. Do you have any recommendations or any resources you'd like to share with the listeners today?
Yeah, so typically, so I always tell people, if you don't have a Pinterest, you should have a Pinterest.
I don't have one.
Get a Pinterest. The great thing about Pinterest that people, so I've had a Pinterest since like 2010.
Yes.
So I'm like an OG Pinterest.
Yes.
OG Pinterest. Right. But the thing
so
is,
many ideas.
Listen, yeah, because like you may not know what you want, but I tell people, just type living room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then just start, make a board and just start adding things. And then you'll start seeing a pattern. You add the things based on what you like. And then you'll start understanding what your style is.
Yes.
And so I say before you do anything, get on Pinterest, don't not Pinterest, kitchen, type in kitchen, make a board. Just start looking to see what's there and just start picking things.
One room at a time.
Based on what you like. And then you'll start, maybe you have 100 pins and you'll start seeing things. Okay, I like gray cabinets. Okay, I like these light color countertops. I like gold hardware. I like velvet. And you'll start seeing things come together. So do that. The other thing I tell people to do is follow people on Instagram that you like or aspire to. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be a designer to do that, mm-hmm. but just start following people. If you're not sure, follow magazines. Magazines will always point to designers. I like black designers, I just do. So there are black interior design networks on Instagram. They put everybody on. I think especially now is a great time to be a black woman.
Yeah,
be a black woman just in
always
terms of opportunity.
Up now.
For opportunity, right? So you're gonna see a lot more people come to the forefront. So I definitely think Pinterest, Instagram, and then a lot of your favorite designers give advice. People think interior design is expensive, but a lot of times they charge for the hour. Some of them have like a large retainer, but that needs to help decorate your whole house most of the time. But just find out, hey, I may not be able to get you to design my whole house, but I just need your advice.
Right.
Okay, and how much do you charge? If it's $200, $500, whatever, the value is just so much more than you can imagine because it saves you from spending a lot of money on stuff that you really don't like or realize you didn't need. So those are my
good
big things.
That's real good advice.
We heard so much from that. Honestly, you guys, what she said about Pinterest is very, very true. Even it's not whatever you're interested in. It's not just for design purposes only.
Yeah.
Pinterest works for anything. I 2010 vet, 2009, 2008 vet, mm-hmm. because I have used Pinterest for food ideas mm-hmm. all the time. It's like mm-hmm. perfect food ideas. Drink ideas, party ideas, anything around the lines of things that I'm interested in, as far as things she's interested in, it will definitely help you gauge your interest more and help you update your interest a whole lot more. So thank you so much today for your time, welcoming us into your beautiful home.
Thank you.
It is so wonderful, you guys, to see black people in such designated rich areas in life. And I don't mean rich by just design and wealth. I mean just in power. This is motivation. So when we show you guys some of this footage, I want you guys to be inspired by what you can have and what you can do to get what you want. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of SW Podcast. We appreciate you all the time. And we truly thank you all for taking the time to be on this summer tour with us.
Thank y'all so much. Thank you.